Barry Hancock, also known as Dr. Hancock, and Steve O'Keefe, also known as Dr. O'Keefe, joining us in the studio. First off, Steve, you got the crud too, huh?
Yeah, hit me on New Year's Day.
Oh, lucky you. Yeah. I got mine, I guess it was 2 days after Christmas.
It seems like I have a few more days to look forward to.
About three days at the worst. If you've got the flu, the influenza A, there's about three miserable days in there for you. So, but you can go online and get an education. How about that?
Hey,
and not make the rest of the class sick.
And it's our busiest time of year, so I'll be at work no matter what.
Is it your busiest time of the year right now?
It's one of ours.
Why?
Well, historically, a lot of times you see a jump, and really, you know, oftentimes we think of fall as being the big enrollment period for colleges and universities. A lot of times, community colleges, we see a bump in the spring. A lot of times your spring enrollment's your largest enrollment, and that's due to you have your returning students, and then you have a lot of students who maybe went away, didn't like it, maybe didn't perform as well as they wanted to, and then they've come home, or money issues, they've come home. There's just a lot of issues there.
Right.
And you have students that thought, you know what, I'm going to give a semester, see if I can find a job, and find out that they're better off getting some training and then hitting that workforce. So you see a big bump, and so a lot of students will wait and not do things before Christmas, so you know the next few days will be busy for us.
Is your freshman enrollment as important as the freshman enrollment at SIU?
To me, because I work a lot with retention, sophomore enrollment is more important to me.
I see that, yeah.
Obviously, we strive for, we pride ourselves in averaging over 40, in some cases close to 50% of our in-district high school students come to Logan. My biggest concern is we keep them.
Right. Yeah, keep them and keep them in the system.
Keep them in the system, keep them going. So to me, that sophomore year is more important.
You know, this new deal announced yesterday by Illinois Community College Board about a rollout of a series of alternatives to the high school equivalency certificate, what you and I grew up as, it's called the GED.
Mm-hmm.
That there's another path to certification for high school equivalency, and apparently several is what they're getting to roll out. What do you know about that?
I saw the news release come out yesterday.
I didn't have time to really dive into it. I'm curious about that. You know, it's weird because, and I was in high school, and my mother went back to get her GED,
mm-hmm.
Southeastern Illinois College, and the importance that held for her, big deal because, well, you know, she had this baby apparently in high school, and back in the 60s, they really didn't stick around. They didn't have breastfeeding rooms in the high schools as we have the new state law.
Right.
Then it was a different social thing, right? And so my mother wanted to go back and finish her education. And that, through her, I started learning what this means self-esteem-wise in particular. It's not just about the paper. It's also how you think about it. I've had several friends who dropped out of high school, and boy, did they pay when it came to not having that high school mm-hmm. diploma. And it's kind of hard for people to think in the age of college education how important this still is.
And we, in recent years, we've seen a greater pathway between like our adult secondary education programs and GED programs, a bigger pathway or a bridge into specific programs at a community college or making the access easier and a transition smoothly from a lot of times, well, I have the GED, now I can go find a job or I can do things. And now it's being really geared toward, and this is what I'm going to assume that release was about, is the pathways, allowing it easier access in moving into a community college. And just, you know,
but you
half
and
a million dollars a
this.
Year, half a million dollars over your working lifetime is what an associate
you're right.
Means.
Or two, yeah.
You know,
but see, you and I, how many times have you and I talked about, and in particular, you know, I learned a lot from Sheila Simon on this when she was lieutenant governor mm-hmm. and did the statewide tour with community colleges. And they were saying the students aren't ready when they get to college. They're not ready for college level action. And then I wonder if this is just going to exacerbate this problem.
Well, this is, you see, well, I mean, more and more, and particularly our instructional department, we're doing more and more and more working with the high schools, developing programs and curriculum with the high schools that is college readiness that's going to have students ready for college and lower the need for, and you hope to eventually eliminate the need for remedial education.
because that's one of the biggest roadblocks students have. We talk about my concern that sophomore year. If I've spent the biggest part of my freshman year taking classes that don't count towards graduation, it becomes tough to continue to manage. And it's money that a student has to spend now just to get college ready that they shouldn't have to. So there's a lot of work. We're doing a lot of work with the high school boards trying to get around that to where students aren't having to do the amount of remedial education they had to do.
Yeah. Barry Hancock's joining us, as we call Dr. Hancock here as well. And I do this every year, matter of fact. And Barry sent me a note yesterday afternoon. He says, we're doing the Sears catalog tomorrow. And I knew exactly what he was talking about, because once upon a time, the Sears Dream Book, as it was called, for Christmas.
Right.
That was the thing you wanted. And I've now come to the point and been here for a number of years. What I want is... I want to know more than what I knew yesterday.
Right.
I haven't opened this up intentionally, because I turn it, there's not a page on here. Ooh, I like that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, Tom.
I mean, there's always something here to learn. And sometimes, you know, I run into a group of guys work for an area construction company, and they were heading to campus of SIU. The campus of John A. Logan College.
Right,
why?
Right.
Because they were going to take their CPA classes and certification and get updated. And why?
Right.
Because it's changed
right.
on how some of these procedures. That's just one little tiny, that's like one paragraph out of like 50 pages here.
Right. And Tom, and change is a key word to the success of our program over, you know, at least the last 21 years I've been there.
You call it change, but see, after talking to you about this year's, I call it responsive.
Responsive adaptation. We're adapting to what the community wants, what the workforce needs.
We need
that
to know
type
more about wineries.
And we need to know more about drones. So we're doing that too. Hospitality and how to be a good manager and
yoga.
Yoga.
Because we're old and we want to keep our flexibility.
Those are all very important to the community, and they're well received, as we see by the registrations that we process. And even this time of year for us, Tom, also, as Steve mentioned, you know, this is our biggest semester of the year, too.
Is it?
I really think people have sat around after Christmas, and they'll get this catalog. It'll be out in the mail here in the next day or two, and they'll find something they like. And
gosh, I didn't realize. Registration, online registration, January 3rd.
Yeah, we started that yesterday. Brochures, these catalogs you see will be out to every district resident here within the next day or two. And just a very popular program.
What's new this year?
Well, we've got just this semester alone, Tom, we'll have 13 new classes. We're going to try something new called the First Time Manager. Local news director over at WSIL-TV3, actually Mike Snuffer, will be teaching that on how to help new managers establish credibility, learn new time management skills, those types of things, how to build better relationships with staff. We'll be
Mike's
doing,
all right. You know, and this is interesting because I'm actually sitting down many years ago with John Budslick.
Right. Right.
And I'd just taken over a management position, and I'm, oh man. Right.
What and do you I, do next?
I, and so I went to talk to somebody who knew about it and sat down
right.
and,
right.
Because I consider that a mentorship, because he and I stayed in contact for many years, and you know, we talked about some of the unpleasant truths that have to be done when it comes to management, firing people, hiring people,
right.
disciplining people, keeping good people, and learning how to grow. This is really, it's another one of those you go, yes.
Yes.
There's always the need right
it
now.
Would be oh,
and
great
by the way,
see.
Don't sexually harass them.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's a key word right now,
right?
too.
I mean, there's a long list. You know, so the business management thing, what else you got?
We're doing a new Adobe Photoshop. Tom, very popular program there. We've done this for years, but now we're moving on to more advanced techniques. That'll be well received.
And since I'm familiar with that software, the software is different.
It's
dramatically
changed. It's in the
different.
Cloud now. It's,
it is.
It's much more sophisticated than what we started out with years ago.
Yep.
I know what you're saying. Yes, it's now in the cloud.
Because I'm one of the old guys in the building now, and we get to the point where he won't give up his old software.
Right.
And
I've still got the old version too.
But the new stuff is really good. I don't want to learn anything new. I don't have time to learn anything new. I have all the ways that we deny those things. And
right.
this way you can go and learn and impress people at work.
Yeah, very powerful. Yeah. Very powerful software. And then eBay. You know, we're moving on a little bit more than just the basic eBay now. We're calling it eBay, Amazon, and more. We still have the same instructor, Terrence Henry. He's been doing this for 20 years. He started it. He's the master of eBay. And just a much more advanced class that we're going to be offering. I think that's going to be well received.
Well, the ability to take advantage of that, if everybody in the world is going to shop on Amazon, then you better be on Amazon, right?
Right. And you need to learn how to protect yourself, among many other things, when you're associated with those programs.
And then they've got standards that have to be met, I'm sure, too.
Yes, yes.
Because they try to look over people as well. You've got phlebotomy.
Phlebotomy, that's still important. It's amazing to me, Tom, we can't seem to create enough sections.
I was just thinking maybe I'm looking at the fee here. I'm thinking, tuition's $57.50, fee $22.50, and how long does it take to finish that? Because I could get a job.
You can do that in a day, 2 days. Sometimes depends on how we set them up.
Yeah.
Usually a full day or two, and you can get that certificate. Something else, we talk about how to get a job. Here's one, how to interview and get a job. We have a very successful a businessman from the area who's on our foundation, Bob Striegel, and he'll be teaching, how to get a job. He's very successful in the apparel and restaurant management business, but he's even written a book, Tom, that I think will help, How to Get a Job in High School and Beyond. So looking forward to that one, too.
Yeah.
Some of the more fun type classes that we offer that are very well received by the public. Something new this spring, Zumbini, music and movement for kids, designed for young kids, their caregivers, their parents, to help them develop their social and cognitive and motor skills, that type of thing. So that ought to be an exciting class. Cookie Creations by Teresa and Melissa, something new, would be really exciting. We're doing one for adults and one for kids.
You ought to get the exercise class for free when you do this. Incentive. I've got an idea for
you
there.
All right, I'll throw that idea out.
By the way, I went out and looked for a guitar instructor.
Oh, yeah, okay.
$75 an hour is what he wanted to charge me.
Oh, wow.
I notice in yours that it's $50 for the entire class.
And we have a very accomplished and very well-known and successful instructor, Mark Fisher, who has really brought the program up just this past semester. I would encourage that class for anybody who's thinking about it or just basically learning. And then, Tom, when you take a class like this, $50, and then if you really like it, yes, you can then move on to the more advanced classes, that type of thing, the private lessons. But
right.
You need to find out if you like it first.
Yeah.
So
at $75 an hour, you don't like it very long.
No. So
that doesn't include the learning materials, which were also included when this instructor. So my first thought is I'm seeing a bargain here.
Right.
Because this is a lot of this is about personal growth. I know I've used this line with you guys a couple of times. The difference between love and lust. One perpetuates the species and one makes the species worth perpetuating. And I very often look at your continuing education. We know how to say, for instance, right now, if you looked out, the trucks are gone right now. The company that's here working, those employees were trained. I know they were because I spoke with them through your certification program at John A. Logan College, right?
Yes, sir.
So you want to be comfortable, but what you're inside being comfortable for is maybe learning guitar. That there's living and there's surviving and there's living. And that's the way I always see this community education. There's a richness to life, whether you want to learn poetry or make cookies, whether you feel that you'll be more fulfilled by being an EMT or a phlebotomist and helping somebody in health, maybe to do that as far as a living. But, there's other options here in life that make you happy.
Yes, sir.
Is that an oversimplification? That's the way I see it. I wonder if I don't think I'm singularly unique by any stretch of imagination.
No, sir, you're right on. The goal for me over this program the last 21 years, Tom, is just to offer what's needed to help make the lives of people just a little bit better off today than they were yesterday.
And here's the thing. They want to do it, but very often coming through the funnel, as much like I am, how much does it cost? We are those people, and whether it's fun or not, we still have budgetary limitations. Especially if you become a little bit older in the community, you've really got some deals here. As I mentioned, one thing just here, the entire course, $50, as opposed to 1 hour, $75 from an instructor. All right,
yes,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, most of our courses, Tom, are going to be $40 to $50 for those 20-hour courses that we offer, and even the tuition for some of the real estate courses and the phlebotomies and the classes like that. We're still at $115 per credit hour, which is still at the very low end of the state, which is great.
Do you have classes that fill up that people like so much that you have to tell people no?
Yes, we do occasionally.
Which ones are those?
Our yogas, some of our fitness classes up the community health education complex, very much so. Yes, they fill up quickly, and then we have to turn people away.
Right.
But in many cases, we're able to create other sections, though,
to accommodate them.
Yes, in order to accommodate them. The phlebotomy is another good example, like I mentioned earlier.
So if you want to know, get the, I mean, is it just Can you just get the book in the mail, or is it online too at the college?
It's online, jlc.edu, and then just go to continuing education, and it'll prompt you right to all the different classes we have. And like I said, there'll be 77,000 of these mailed out here. They're actually in the mail today, so hopefully you'll get it at home tonight or tomorrow.
Right. Well, I've got a new address in Carterville, so I probably will.
You may get two then, so well, or at least one.
Since I was out in the boonies before, and I suddenly stopped seeing it.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, this is one of the ways. If you've got a couple of bucks and you're sitting at home, going, I'm getting larger, right? I find a way to stay more flexible, because you know, they say it. 50's the new 40,
right?
60's the new 50. Steve's going, well, we'll see, won't we? But you know what I'm talking about, and there's this ability to, you know, get out, get engaged. Statistic after statistic, and I read these constantly. Get a good night's sleep, exercise. I was reading a poet the other day that says, you know, somebody asked me what my secret is, and my secret is to sleep well and then to awake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the getting out here and extending your life and being happy with it is, you know, one of the...
You're going to live longer.
We're going to live longer and be happier while you live longer.
Be happier, right.
So. Right. And then Steve, you know, being the kind of guy he is, he says, well, yeah, you can live longer, but you can also make more money while you live longer.
You know what to make me happy?
Infinitely practical
tuition
guy.
Is due today.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you haven't paid tuition by 4 o'clock, you're going to lose your schedule. Right. And that schedule you got it on November 15th isn't going to be there tomorrow.
Okay.
And we started walk-in registration today as well. Classes begin on the 10th. Because SIU comes back on the 16th, we will register through the 17th. But I encourage you to be there well before the 10th.
Yeah, because as I've told this story before, I know a father who was ranting to me about his son had not gone out there on time to get the necessary classes, and he was pretty upset with his son about that, because I told him, his father was also an instructor at John A. Logan College, and as I told him these classes fill up, and he still didn't do it. So
you got to learn the hard way.
A little sometimes extra encouragement this morning.
Yeah, so no, make sure you pay online by phone. You can set up the payment plan however you want to do it. Just do it by 4 o'clock today.